Audio description real. A vase flies from Pete's hand and explodes on Harry's back. He falls to the floor out of view in slow motion. Shocked, the others leap to their feet, mouthing curses, and rush to Harry's side. Claire approaches Pete, saying, "For fuck's sake, Pete," indicating the prone Harry, covering her face, then pleading with him. Pete raises his hands in apology, but Claire shoves him back, then turns her back on him, moving to join Harry on the floor. Only Sonia is still seated, her head in her hands. Pete looks at her, then away, folding his arms, distraught, staring at Harry's position, just out of view. Slow fade to black.
I can't imagine your wife enjoys getting your tip at all.
Morgan smiles at the reaction. Carl takes a shuttlecock from Lee and throws it at Morgan, but he returns it with his racket. It strikes Carl in the eye. Mouths fall open in shock.
I'm so sorry.
I'm fine. Get off!
I really didn't mean to.
Carl clutches his wounded eye.
What's wrong with just hitting it hard? Without the hips?
Daylight shines over the London city skyline, the Gherkin and other tower blocks glistening in the sun. On the dirty carpet of the rooftop terrace, Layla's shoulder spike, handbag, boots and wig lie discarded. Layla rouses from sleep on the sofa. They open their eyes with a smile. Their lipstick is smudged. They take a deep breath and roll over.
What time is it?
I'm afraid.
The view pulls back away from the earth. A wisp of grey cloud appears about it. It shrinks from view into the cloudy pupil of a great eye. The iris is streaks of white, blue and green. The eye blinks. The skin about it is alien, white spotted with black. A pink scar runs top to bottom, cutting through the eye. The head is revealed, a black beak, crusted with grey. It is a parrot. Its orange and purple feathers are muted with filth and balding in white patches. It raises its near black wing, wiping at its face. It lies on a background of human skin, nestled at the corner of a human eye.
I don't know.